American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America.
This is the National Intel Report. Substituting for the great John Stadtmiller, my friend, I'm Vin Finelli. I'm here in Springfield, Missouri, Studio A, broadcasting for the great John Stadtmiller. He asked me yesterday to sit in for him, and so here I am. Today is my second day on Republic Broadcasting Network. It's great to be here. So I'm on the radio with Bob Chapman, and we've been talking about economics for the previous hour and societal issues and how we are going down as a nation and what we need to do about it. And Bob, why don't we pick up where we left off? What else is happening that we need to know about and we need to take action about right now?
I think the important things are the one we mentioned earlier, which is the election of Ron Paul as president of the United States. And
yeah, and I'm going to vote for him again.
Lots of people who agree with him. And mm-hmm. Also, I think we have to be well aware of the continuing downward movement in the American economy.
Yeah.
The problems such as unemployment, which is 22.6% and has been for some time. The recovery of the economy, which is not in sight, they're not doing anything. They, government or anybody behind the scenes, to relieve the American public of the terrible state that they're in. The only thing that's getting saved are the financial institutions and the governments. That's all they care about.
Bob, I used to be a banker many years ago, back in the 1980s. And I designed computer systems for some of the largest banks in the country. And banks were growing like crazy. It was like they'd been fertilized. And it seemed like they were taking over the position of the great companies in this country for financial strength. Whereas the large manufacturing companies started to decline, and the banks became more and more prominent. And the banks don't do anything. They don't make products. They have what they call products. They have specific kinds of loans that they call a product, and they have credit card loans that they call products. But they don't make can openers. They don't make tires. They don't make cars. They don't make anything. They have this interest that they charge you to rent what I would consider a concept, which is also called money, but they're kind of in the way. That's kind of how I look at them.
Well, I think for people who don't know that what banks do is create money out of thin air.
Yeah.
And historically, they have lent $9 for each dollar they have on deposit or in assets. And therein lies the problem, because they're doing nothing but gambling.
Yeah, they sure are. Bob Chapman, National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And we are back with the National Intel Report. I'm Vin Finelli. I'm sitting in for John Stadtmiller. John came to the farm up here in Missouri over the weekend, and we celebrated a little bit of Christmas early, and he asked me yesterday if I would sit in for him. So I have never done this before, so we're having a lot of fun, and I understand that we have Jim on the line from South Carolina. Jim, you've got a question.
Yeah, I got a question of Bob. This weekend, yeah, I was listening to a late-night radio show, and they had a guy on there saying that he'd been threatened, his life had been threatened over some lawsuit. Well, I looked it up online. It's a $1 trillion lawsuit in the 5th District of New York, and it's on PACER. I just wonder if you know anything more about this.
Well, first of all, I don't know the party who said that they had been threatened. And we have no proof that the party had been threatened, but we can assume that that might be the case. The lawsuit, I've seen it, and it's bona fide, but what's going to happen is that it's going to get thrown out of court. And how they do that is they say that you're not an interested party,
And that's how they throw good lawsuits out of court. We saw that by a coin company that sued the government along with Barrick Gold and J.P. Morgan Chase and a number of others, and they said, you have no standing. The man who brought the lawsuit was an attorney. The man who was the judge, the federal court judge, was a fellow student of his in his classes with him, and they said they had no, he had no standing. So it's an exercise in futility. The only way you're going to stop the Fed and what's going on is by having the Congress of the United States change the rules, and that is the Federal Reserve Act, which we've talked about in the previous hour on the program. And I don't like to see at this point in particular, there are a number of people, some of them are commentators, some of them are newsletter writers, journalists, and others who are using sensationalizing tactics to embellish themselves. And there are people who are associated with the person who said they get threatened that are always sensationalizing. And so I know who the players are and why they're doing what they're doing. They want to sell whatever they're selling. And this is the way they attract attention. And there's too many of them out there today because they are distorting the truth and very often telling people the wrong thing. And it's rife. And I get tired of seeing it. But the suit's not going to go anywhere in my estimation and that of people who I have queried on it. And second of all, I think it's more for publicity than anything else.
That means
not that it's bona fide. It could very well be, and probably is, but that's not the point. Is they're not going to let it go anywhere, not on under a current system.
Jim, does that answer your question?
Yeah, it does. But that would mean that the bonds then are just going to be stolen or are no good, and the Federal Reserve is defunct. It's no good.
Well, that's why they'll never let it. That's why they'll never let it get into court. These people do what they want to do. The only way you're going to stop them is through the legislature, and with a president who wants to push the issues. And if we don't get that, it's over for the American people as they've known it. They're going to be enslaved. They don't get it. They don't understand.
Okay,
Jim, thank you so much for your call. We're at 800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in and talk to Bob Chapman, I'm Vin Finelli, and this is the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting. Call in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Bob, I was looking at the Internet, and I saw an unbelievable claim that our president claims that he is a towering historical figure, and there are only a few presidents that have had legislation that were better than he, and one of them would be Johnson, FDR, and Lincoln. So he poises himself as being number four. Have you seen that?
Yes. And I think that he's probably in one of his common flights from reality.
Yeah.
He spends his spare time watching television sports,
mm-hmm.
and he just does what he's told and pops up and does his monitor thing once in a while, and that's what he gets paid for. And when he finishes, his paltry salary will no longer be $400,000 or $500,000 a year. He'll be speaking, and he'll get a $3 million here and $5 million there, and so on and so forth. And all of a sudden, he'll look like Bill Clinton, who's got hundreds of millions of dollars. And that's the way it works. It's all the payoffs.
Have you seen the email that is circulating the internet, and it has pictures of the president with his feet up on every possible kind of furniture that belongs to us, the people, we the people. He has his feet up on the Resolute desk. He has his feet up on White House furniture. He has his feet up on White House coffee tables. He has his feet up everywhere. And I'm not talking about stocking feet like I might do if I'm relaxing reading in the library here on the farm, you know, with my feet up on a chest, you know, an old chest that we use as a coffee table. But I'm talking about on priceless furniture, irreplaceable furniture, with his shoes on. I just think it's disgraceful. Have you seen that, Bob?
No, I haven't seen it. By a description, it's something that I would expect him to do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll send you the link or the email, and you'll get a chance to see it. It's disgraceful.
Oh, yeah, send me the freeze-dried guy's phone number too.
Yeah. Okay. I will do that. Be glad to. Stan, do you have that with you right in front of you? The freeze-dry guy?
Freeze-dry guy? No, but I'll get it for him in just a second.
Okay, that sounds great. Bob, I'm looking at some information in your latest copy of the International Forecaster, and it says that the Fed's third quarter audit data shows a total system debt of 355%. Can you explain to the listeners what you mean by that? That's a huge number.
355%?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Fed's third quarter audit data shows a total system debt of 355% of GDP. Oh, and GDP, in spite of so-called deleveraging.
Right. And the figure is thought to be overall somewhere around 80 to 85% of GDP. And the only other country in the world that I know of that has those kinds of numbers is Japan,
mm-hmm.
where the figure is officially 250% approximately, but the real figure is probably substantially higher. What Japan has done since 1990 is that they have been engaged in depression,
mm-hmm.
and how they've kept themselves from completely collapsing is by stimulating the economy like we've been doing, especially in recent years,
mm-hmm.
By creating money and credit and selling bonds. The difference is the U.S. has been selling them to the world. The Japanese have been selling them to the Japanese. And so they have hardly any external debt. But the Japanese retirees through the savings plan that they have, they call it postal savings, the losses that they're going to take on those programs are grievous. And so they really haven't hidden anything. But their debt to GDP is at that level because of that. And that's what's going on with the United States. And they simply don't care. And I think what they do want is for the economy to fall in the manner which they desire that it falls so that they can put everything into implementation that they want implemented within the economy and within the social and political structure of the country. And so that's why they do what they do. That's why so many people say, well, and this has been off just the last few years, on March the 15th, what's going to happen is that there's going to be a big collapse and we're going to have a new currency. Well, March 15th is come and gone. And
yep.
There's been many people who are pulling this, and they don't have a clue. I mean, they're not unintelligent. But they've never been trained in those areas, number one. And number two, most of them don't understand, particularly when it comes to investment.
Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be back right after these few commercial breaks.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Have you heard? Proactive is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-5896. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactive risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactive Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-635-5896. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactive.com or call 1-800-635-5896. That's 1-800-635-5896.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendovite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. I'm Vincent Finelli in Springfield, Missouri, Studio A. And also with me is Stan Smith and Bob Chapman. Bob, you had a question for Stan Smith about the freeze-dry guy's number. Stan, you've got it right there?
I do. It is 866.
Hold on. You don't want to get, is that a private number?
No. This is his number, and you'll be able to get him. This is his corporate number.
Go ahead.
866-404-3663. That's 866-404-8663.
Thank you.
One more time, Stan.
Toll-free number, listeners, 866-404-8663.
Great.
The freeze-dry guy.
Great. Okay, Bob, we're talking about what's happening in the world, what's happening in the United States. We're talking about Ron Paul, how it's important to make sure that he runs the good ship, United States of America. And, Bob, we're talking about the debt. Is there a percentage of debt that is sustainable in comparison to the GDP? Is there some number?
There is a magical number, and it's 60.
60. And that's the threshold?
60% of the GDP, and that includes the entire economy, each economy separately. And it, as far as government debt versus GDP, this is public debt, that should be limited to 3% of GDP, which means that you have to increase the money supply or the supply of money and credit each year about 3% in order to keep the system growing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been in vogue for many, many years. Most people don't know about it because they don't study it. And they have to have that 3% because it's the only way at times they can make the economy grow. Anything over 3% is dangerous. We've seen 18.75% back 3 years ago. Very, very, very powerful use of monetary aggregates, as they're called. But those are the numbers that are guidelines. And, governments don't care. And people who run governments from behind the scenes don't care. And they will continue to don't care as long as we allow them to.
Bob, according to my calculations, at 3% the growth of the money supply, we would see prices double every 24 years. And that's certainly
right.
More tolerable than what we see right now.
That's right. And it's, you might call it a give up. You can't leave an economy with no leeway
mm-hmm.
To help the economy when things get not so hot. And mm-hmm. that can be during a war, or it can be that we lose our advantage in productivity, mm-hmm. Lose our advantage in exporting, lose our advantage in quality, new products. There's a whole bunch of things that enter into it. Keynesian economics is what's taught in all the universities, mm-hmm. and it's dead wrong. It's nothing more than corporatist fascism.
Yeah, and we bought it. I have some relatives who've said to me, these cycles are just normal, these inflationary cycles and boom and bust. It's great that the Federal Reserve is taking care of business, and they're causing these cycles. Bob, we've got a caller from California. His name is Dave. Dave, welcome to the National Intel Report.
Yes, hello. I'm enjoying the show.
Well, thank you.
Good. But I'd like to challenge one thing. Bob brought up G. Edward Griffin's book, and I'm always curious why people always in the Patriot community always tout G. Edward Griffin's book, but they never mention the original book on the Federal Reserve, which is written by Eustace Mullins. And Griffin plagiarized quite a bit of his book directly from Mullins' book. That's a simple fact.
Well, first of all, I knew Eustace Mullins as good as anybody did. And I had known him from about 1963. And we were friends just like I was with Ed. And I know that he contended that Ed, who was a fellow friend, we were in the same genre, and I've never looked into it. I don't have time to do that. And
do what?
Yes, Eustace Mullins doesn't get mentioned as often. When he came out with his book on the Federal Reserve, I purchased 6,000 copies, and I autographed every one of them and gave them to my subscribers. And they keep on turning up, incidentally. People die, and people don't keep the copies. And so they put them up for sale, and people send them to me.
Dave, thank you so much for your call. We'll be right back with Fred in New York.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural ColonFlow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. ColonFlow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself, as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
The National Intel Report, the real talk radio show. John Stadtmiller is normally in this seat. I am today, substituting for him. I'm Vincent Finelli in Springfield, Missouri, Studio A. We have on the line Fred from New York. Fred, you've got a question for Bob Chapman.
Yes, I do. Bob, some years ago, about a decade ago, there was a movement for reparations for blacks if they were slaves, and they were looking into banks that were complicit in the slave trade and profited. And in around 2005, I remember seeing an article in USA Today that the only bank admitted complicity in the slave trade was Lehman Brothers, and they put out a couple statements that they did profit. And in 2008, that was the only bank that was liquidated. Do you think there's any connected dots where one of the nails in the coffin of liquidating Lehman Brothers because they actually admitted complicity in the slave trade?
I think it would be a stretch, possible but not probable. And that movement kind of petered out because, you know, every civilization has seen subjection, and in this case it was the people who were forced to come from Africa into the West Indies and into the United States. There have been other instances of
economic enslavement that nobody talks about. And we're seeing it today with free trade, globalization, offshoring and outsourcing. And we saw it with the long line of immigrants that left Europe and came to the United States back in, starting in the 1830s for the most part. It began with a wave of people coming from the Austro-Hungarian Empire as well as Ireland, and then that was followed by lots of migration from Italy and then other countries as well. And yes, the blacks certainly were prostituted in slavery, but there were a lot of white people who were prostituted in semi-slavery by receiving terrible, terrible wages and working terrible, terrible hours. And that's why labor unions started. And my grandmother, who had come over from Ireland in the late 1800s, 1882 to be exact, worked in a shop where they made clothing as a seamstress. And that's why they had a union, because they wouldn't pay them hardly anything. And the owners would just get richer and richer, and the people would live like beasts. And every major city in America and throughout the world went through the same thing. So I commiserate with all those people who got shortchanged. But the situation was only a little bit worse in the case of black people. And fortunately, the Civil War freed them. And but to go back centuries to get reparations, I don't think is fair to the people of today's society, no matter where they may be. And don't forget, it was the leadership of the black nations in Africa, along with the Arabs and other traders, who captured these people and sold them into slavery.
Oh, I agree. Even with the Holocaust people today, I see that they're getting, the descendants are getting reparations from companies. So you wouldn't agree with that either, would you, Bob?
No, I do not, because we can't prove hardly anything.
Yeah,
and most of them don't need it.
You
know, they have their own social network. I just don't think it's necessary. I think, you know, these pieces of art that were stolen by the Italians and the Germans during the course of the war, if it can be proven who they were stolen from, I'm all for, you know, giving them their property back. And the owners today are probably unhappy about that, but that's the way it is. And you should check that out before you bought it.
I agree with you, Bob. Bob, there's one last question. Louis T. McFadden was a congressman, and in 1932 he put impeachment articles against President Hoover. And a lot of it to do with the Federal Reserve was put in the articles of impeachment. Do you think Louis T. McFadden was correct?
Absolutely. I've read all of his works. I read them years ago, but I read all of his works.
Yeah, it doesn't look too far from
Fred, thank you so much for the call, Fred. We have another call from New Jersey, but we have another line free, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. If you'd like to talk to Bob Chapman, please give us a call. Bob, we have Sean in New Jersey. Sean, you've got a question for Bob Chapman.
Yes. Hi, Bob. I work at a company, and they're telling me that I'm not allowed to withdraw my 401k, and I'm really concerned about that. It's about ready to go up in smoke. Is there any way I can force them to give me my own money without a loan?
You quit your job.
Well, I have a good job. I don't want to lose it unless I have to.
Then you can't do anything about it. And these crafty politicians knew exactly what they were doing when they put these kind of acts together, so to speak. And almost everybody who's got a 401k, in fact, I've never run into anybody, unless they live employed, that can take the funds out and reinvest them the way that they want. So you're stuck. And, you know, all of those pension programs we'll take CalPERS as an example, which is the biggest in the country in California. CalPERS is the same way. You can't get your money out even after you leave. Now, I think some of them offer lump sums, but if you do the numbers on it, the arithmetic, you'll find you're getting screwed royally usually. Yeah. And then you got to decide, and you can find out what they're investing in. And if you can't, just get a court order, and they have to give it to you. And if it's decent, that's fine. If it's not, no, you know, there's not much you can do about it. So to answer your question, no, you can't unless you quit your job, and that's it. The Roths and the IRAs, they're different. You can do what you want with them.
Sean, thank you so much for your call.
Thanks.
And really appreciate it. Bob, we've got a lot of calls lined up. If you're interested in calling Bob Chapman, we might be able to squeeze you in today. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Bob, we've got Renee in North Carolina. Renee, what's your question for Bob?
Oh, I know Renee.
Well, Bob, a huge kudos to you today, because in all my years of listening to Patriot Radio, you broke a taboo today. In the end of the last hour in the previous program, and I want to thank you for this too, the way you're stepping up to the plate to help women and children who have been abandoned by their husbands and fathers. And this is an issue because there is a male bias in Patriot Radio that is never, ever addressed. In fact, often I hear a lot of blame. I heard the big kahuna, like, blaming recently. Men don't act like men today, and it's women's fault. We're often blamed for stuff when, in actuality, the world has been shaped with those by who have been in power. And that's who has to take responsibility. And I'm very grateful to the protector males who can have the courage to step up and tell the truth about the predator males, and without feeling intimidated by those other males. And the thing is, I want to thank you for saying this, because it is the truth, that this does go on, and there's a lot of pain and poverty and stuff as a result of it. And that
all
you have
over
stepped
the world.
Forward, exactly, all over the world, and that you are doing your part to help some of those people, those women and children who have been abandoned and are, as a result, are living in poverty. And I want to thank you for doing your part to help and having the courage to say on Patriot Radio this truth that will not be popular with some people. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much, Renee.
I'd also like to say that this particular family, and it's wintertime, of course, we all know that, in the Northern Hemisphere. And this family of two little boys and a little girl, sleeping on concrete, and I bought the mattresses just so they'd have something, and blankets, which they didn't have, and then once a month I fill up the larder for them. The mother works, but doesn't make enough money in the country in which we live to support three children, and so that's what we do with our money. You know, where we're going, we can't use it. So, you know, my kids had everything that they needed, great educations, and they can take care of themselves. Lots of people can't. And when I grew up in poverty, let me tell you.
Bob, it's great that you do what you do, and you're setting a fine example, and I just love it. And it's what we do here on the farm in Springfield, Missouri. Bob, a lot of people listen to you, and a lot of people love what you say, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for everything that you do for all of us. I've been a student of yours for many, many years, and my son has been a student of yours for many, many years. And you have helped our family avoid making all kinds of mistakes. And I know that you've done so much for so many others. If you'd like to call into the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting, the number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Bob, we've got Barrett in Idaho. Barrett, welcome to the National Intel Report with Bob Chapman. Did we lose Barrett?
Probably in the snowstorm. They're having some wild weather up where you live.
Well, I guess, okay, you've got another caller? Okay, so we lost two. All right. Well, we've got more lines, and it's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike, did you say we do have another caller? Oh, okay. Okay, Bob, going through the international forecaster, you know, we're looking at Euroland facing a possible breakup. How serious is that to us, and what do we need to look at in this scenario of Euroland?
Well, one of the things that happened just recently, about $750 million worth of dollars were invested, lent to, in exchange for, we would call them bills, 30, 60, 90, 120,
mm-hmm.
1 year paper, 2 year paper. And what happened was that these problems started over in Europe, and so these pensions and money market funds, they decided to pull their money out, and I think they're probably down to zero right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the main reason why we had a swap arrangement between the privately owned Federal Reserve and the European Central Bank, for all intents and purposes. There were supposed to be other players involved, but believe me, they're not involved. And that was Canada, Japan, mm-hmm. England, Switzerland. And that's just the facade.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what happened during that time, in June, about $105 billion worth of CDS, credit default swaps, which is insurance, and that insurance was to insure bonds from the 6 weak countries that had been purchased by banks and banks. I don't think sovereigns are involved. And that figure jumped as of last month,
mm-hmm.
this insurance figure jumped from 150 to $670 billion. Now, if those six go under, those banks are going to be in serious trouble. They're the six major New York banks. So with that said, what's going to happen? Well, it's going to affect us. If they go under, and I think they're going under, or at least four of them are for sure. And so with that in mind, what is the next step? The next step is the Federal Reserve is going to give the money to the U.S. banks to pay off on the insurance that they sold to the European banks, if that is any criteria at all based upon history. I mean, you saw TARP and all the other programs they had. Then we found out in total they'd lent out 29-point-something trillion, and that's a government figure, incidentally. 29 trillion plus.
Huge.
And it admitted to the 16.1 trillion after the GAO jumped all over them under the Dodd-Frank investigation, we'll call it. And so the repercussions could be really mountainous, and not only that, not only those repercussions, but also the inflation that's going to come with it.
Yep.
It's going to be horrible.
Yep.
Just so
you
we can bail out the world.
You just wipe the smiles off everybody's face. Bob, we have Barrett in Idaho, Rich in New York, Alex in Tennessee, and Don in Florida. Barrett, you're on with Bob Chapman.
Yes, hello. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Okay, good. I don't know what happened the first time.
Go ahead. You're on with Bob Chapman.
Yes. Have you ever had anyone read the 10 Steps of the Communist Manifesto? And I want to see how many that we are under right now. Do you mind if I do that?
Probably all 10 of them. I haven't read them since the early... Actually, I read them in the 1950s.
Barrett, we're going to a break. We'll be right back with Barrett. Please hold through the break if you don't mind. Be right back. Bob Chapman. I'm Vin Finelli, the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting Network.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Now, this is the National Intel Report on Republic Broadcasting. We're on with Bob Chapman. 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We've got three callers stacked. Barrett, you're talking about the Communist Manifesto, and you want to talk about the 10 planks. I don't think we have time to read them today. We are running short. We are at the last segment. But did you want to have a did you have a comment about it?
Yeah, we're being communized.
Communist
Manifesto, all 10.
Yeah.
You know, especially since this last thing passed, you know, they can just arrest you. I mean, if you're speaking out, they're trying to scare us speaking out.
Yeah, they are trying to scare us, and you know, we're sitting here in Studio A, cocked and locked.
Who was that said, "Give me liberty or give me death"? Because without liberty, there is no life. Really, you're just a serf. Is that not true? I don't know.
Well,
what are we looking
that
at?
That was a very famous speech in the was it the Virginia legislature by Patrick Henry?
Yeah,
and,
right in the right in the county where I used to live.
The House
you know
of Virgins, was it?
Patrick
you know
Henry.
Why he said that? He said that because if you can't do anything, if the only thing that's legal to do is nothing except for follow orders, martial law is exactly that. You remember that photograph or the footage of the Chinese, little skinny 110-pound Chinese guy? He had a bag in one hand, a little bag in the other hand, like had a little bit of groceries. He's standing in front of that tank. He said, "Run me over." You know, I mean, he was pissed. I mean, how are we saying it in Chinese? Did you know that language is only, like, seriously, language is only 6% of communication. And that guy showed some communication without language that said volumes. Anyway, I wanted to read this. But that's cool. You guys are short on time.
Yeah, we are short on time, but you can.
I'll call you back some other time.
If you want to find out what it is, it's really simple. Just go to any search engine. And by the way, we like Scroogle.org, which is a contraction of Screw and Google. Scroogle.org, and you can type in.
Can I get that on my cell phone? I just got a regular cheap cell phone. You know, the poor people are the ones that. Really suffering.
Well, hey, don't feel bad. That's what I've got, too.
I can't even afford a cup of coffee. Anyway, you got
well,
to
I can
day.
Do that. I can do that.
Barrett, thank you so much for being with us on the National Intel Report. As we go into the next hour, if you're on the line and you're waiting, we have calls stacked up, Bob. If you're one of the callers online, just stay with us, and we'll carry it forward to the second hour of the National Intel Report with John Stetmiller. I'm Vin Finelli. Bob, we've got another caller, and let's see. Let me look at this list here. Do we have Don in Florida? Okay, let's go to Rich. Rich, you're next.
Gentlemen, how are you? It's an honor speaking to both of you. I will say a comment on your last caller. I believe very strongly that what this country needs, what this country will one day get, and I would love to be in the shoes to fit that honor, is we need a Patrick Henry moment. And there will be a Patrick Henry moment where I believe give me liberty or give me death will be the ringing sound to get these people in this country to wake up. And that will happen again because I believe that's the only thing that will finally get people to wake up, is if they see somebody finally physically resist, not just people sitting behind a computer, you know, like myself, mostly, you know, saying we need to do this, we need to do that, but we really need to resist, and we need to see it, and that way people can get up and follow. Question I have for Mr. Chapman.
Rich, you're going to have to hold that question to the next hour. We will continue. Hour number two, the National Intel Report. I'm Vin Finelli. Bob Chapman will be right back after this break. Rich, hang in there, and we'll get you on the other side.
Gold.